Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The Lord is risen indeed. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Good evening. Welcome to Christ Church Cathedral. If you're visiting, we say a special welcome to you. If you're watching on the Cathedral live stream, we welcome you. Or if you're listening in on the Cathedral podcast, welcome to you as well. Will you be seated for a moment, please? Might just wish to note that for those who might be new in our midst, or if you've been here for a long while and have had some of your information in terms of contact or address or family information change, there is a form available that will update us for information that we hold on our congregational list, and you can find a paper copy of that at the back near the bulletin board in the little slots underneath, or it's also available on the Cathedral website. So if there are changes, we would be pleased to receive them at the office. Our bishop has asked that I call a meeting of the congregation sometime this month for the purpose of an update to the meeting that we had back in November, if you remember. So the date for that is the 25th of April. That's a Thursday. It will begin at 6:30. It'll be at the hall. And as far as I know, we probably won't be much more than an hour. So 6:30 on the 25th of April, Thursday evening at the Memorial Hall. So that would be not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after that, so about a week and a half away. Also, just to mention that Bishop and Chapter did meet this past week, but for a special purpose, mainly to complete the Safe Church training, and that was done this past Tuesday evening. You might also be interested to know that we haven't yet had success in the appointment of a treasurer. So Jamie Amons, of course, is finished at the end of this month. And if you could hold that in your prayers, that would certainly be appreciated. And also to mention that financial information from March was such that when we reported our offerings against our offering budget last week in the bulletin, there was a bit of an update to that. It was a five-Sunday month, and Easter was on the very last day of the month. So there was a little difficulty in the reporting there right around the end of the month. So that's been updated, and you'll find that in what you have with you today. And is there anything else that needs announcing? Thomas, did you want to do your announcement? No. You'll hold on that. Okay. Anything else? Service this evening is that of evening prayer. And we'll continue now with the exhortation and confession, beginning at the bottom of page 18. Page 18. Dearly beloved, the Scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. Wherefore, I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace. Almighty and most merciful Father, We have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no help in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore we beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips,
and our mouths shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Stand as we sing Psalm 142. You'll find that in the prayer book on page 479.
Thank you.
reading from Deuteronomy. It was not because you were more numerous than any other people that the Lord set his heart upon you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. It was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath that he swore to your ancestors that the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who maintains covenant loyalty with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and who repays in their own person those who reject him. He does not delay, but repays in their own person those who reject him. Therefore, observe diligently the commandment, the statutes, and the ordinances that I am commanding you today. If you heed these ordinances by diligently observing them, the Lord your God will maintain with you the covenant loyalty that he swore to your ancestors. He will love you, bless you, and multiply you. He will bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your ground, your grain and your wine and your oil, the increase of your cattle and the issue of your flock in the land that he swore to your ancestors to give you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. The second lesson is from the book of Revelation. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, these are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance. I know that you cannot tolerate evildoers. You have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them to be false. I also know that you are enduring patiently and bearing up for the sake of my name, and that you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember then from what you have fallen, repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Yet this is to your credit. You hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your affliction and your poverty, even though you are rich. I know the slander on the part of those who say that they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have affliction. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever conquers will not be harmed by the second death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Stand for the Creed on page 22.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
As we kneel, let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The Spirit said to everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Israel was not chosen by God for any of the reasons one might expect. God's people Israel were not more numerous or more powerful than other nations. Deuteronomy explains that it was because God loved Israel. God made a covenant with this nation, and the Hebrew scripture tells the tale of God's faithfulness and the very difficult time Israel seemed to have to stay on track. And I suppose it's our human nature to wonder why. Why Israel? The answers we'll find in Scripture may seem insufficient. While there's certainly no evidence that the Jewish people were in any way better than anyone else, what we do know is that God would keep his covenant with them, and that salvation for the whole world would come to the earth through this seemingly insignificant nation. The Christian Testament affirms this salvation through Jesus, descendant of Abraham, to whom the promise was first made. Jesus was born, of course, in the line of the house of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, they cried. The one proclaimed for centuries by prophets would explain to one of their own that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Everyone who believes. There's no exclusion in God's will for the world. If our human sensibilities cause us to question God's favor, perhaps we only need to remember that God's will is to bless all people. He chose to bring that about through his people, Israel. In this Easter season, we should continue to marvel at the miracle of resurrection. In power, God raised the executed Jesus to life. The ultimate power of sin and death is no more. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made to live. For those who believe in the Son, a safe place has been prepared in eternity. That's not to say that living in the post-resurrection world is all sunshine and roses. In fact, there's good reason to believe that living as people of faith could very well become more of a challenge before it gets less. And I think it might be a good opportunity for us to remind ourselves that we can't forget that Christians are persecuted all over the world. I think we miss the privilege that is ours for the moment. We're altogether accustomed to worshiping how, when, and where we wish. Some even consider that to be a very basic right. And we take all of that very much for granted. Because it's not like that in a lot of the rest of the world. While we seem annoyed that the church is a bit cooler than it usually is, or, heaven forbid, a bit warmer, that the liturgy today isn't the style we prefer, that one of the hymns isn't our favorite, that the sermon, being a few minutes longer than usual, is going to eat into our mealtime. Perhaps we could remember just how very fortunate we are. On the other side of the world, people are beaten and murdered in the streets or in their own homes for their political views. They're killed for the faith they profess or are even suspected to confess. The book of the Revelation to John was written in the context of the persecuted early church, the extent of which left its author little choice but to look to the future realization of God's reign. These are the words of the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, says John. I know your affliction. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Beware, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison so that you may be tested. Be faithful until death. To everyone who conquers, I will give permission to eat from the tree of life that is in the paradise of God. Because of the resurrection, we are more than conquerors. May we be mindful and thankful just how much we are blessed, that the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, waits in paradise for all who look to the Son, our pattern and our hope. Be with you.
And with thy spirit.
As we kneel, let us pray. In this Eastertide, let us pray, giving thanks for the resurrection of our Lord and the abundant life he came to bring, and that we might be counted as faithful witnesses in the world. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly beseech thee that as by thy special grace thou dost put into our minds good desires, so by thy continual help we may bring the same to good effect through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let us pray for Charles, our king, and David, our bishop and metropolitan, for the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia, Don and Sion, archbishops and primates, for the Diocese of Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, Bishop Sandra Fife. Pray for all who minister everywhere and from this cathedral church. Pray for the church. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably upon thy whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, and by the tranquil operation of thy perpetual providence, carry out the work of salvation, that things which were cast down may be raised up, and that all things may return into unity through him by whom all things were made, even thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Remember in your prayers those who have asked us to pray for them, those we know to be in any trouble, distress, anxiety, need, or sickness. O God, our Father, we commend to thy goodness all those who are in any ways afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate. We remember those in our prayers, Charles, Jean, Gwen, Pat, Sue, Skylar, Aaron, Carolyn, Jacob, Tom, Stephanie, Harry, David, Janice, Len, David, Maureen, Heather, David, Elliot, Cooper, Carolyn, Savannah. Let us pray that it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. And let us remember those who have departed this life and are at rest. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. And let us pray for the coming of the kingdom of God and our promised salvation. Almighty God, we pray thee for the coming of thy kingdom of righteousness and peace. In the midst of a changing social order, may faith in thee and obedience to the teachings of thy dear Son prevail to build a new life of love in which the ills of this present world may disappear and the glad day of brother and sisterhood and mutual service may dawn. Show us the abundance of life you bring through thy Son. Strengthen all the agencies of thy church which labor for the happiness and welfare of all people, that they may find in thee their salvation and their peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. And we say together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.